as of custodian were quite different. They were about how to shape emotion within his own movement, as well as the general public. What he said is that anger has a protest part, where you say that terrible wrong has been done and we must not have that happen again. But it also has a retributive part, where the intention is to inflict pain on the people who gave us pain. He found that path useless because it's not forward-looking or radical. It's just an easy way of acting out. He then said, what do we do when we have these people who come with anger into the movement? He said their anger has to be purified and channelized and linked with the different emotions, such as hope, faith in the possibility of justice, and above all, love. You don't even have to like these people, but you do have to have a basic goodwill toward their humanity and for their capacity for good action. You have to have the sense that it is always possible for people to listen and to change, turning outward to the white body, he would say, well, you left us with a bad check that's coming back marked insufficient funds, but you can always pay your debt. That was a wonderful way of shaping public emotion in the most dangerous and difficult of American political situations. If he had not had that soaring and poetic rhetorical power, the whole country could well have burned down. It's so important that he lived. Question. You write about the importance of trust to a functioning democracy. Can you elaborate? Answer. If you are in an absolute monarchy and the monarch is just extracting subservience and obedience, you may be able to rely on what the monarch will do. But reliance is different from trust. Trust means something more. It means a willingness to be exposed and to allow your project and your future to lie in the hands of someone else. Think about a bad marriage. If somebody is ruling by fear, you might be able to rely on that person's brutal behavior, but you wouldn't trust that person. A democracy depends on the idea that your hopes and future lie in the hands of people you don't know. Bad decisions will be made, and your opinion won't always win, but there is trust that the outcome, more often than not, will be the one we can live with, and that requires respect for the people on the other side, even when we think they are doing something wrong. But it's more than respect. Trust involves allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to not sealing off the outcome and letting it sit there in a ballot box. It's a big demand that requires a certain attitude toward the political process. I'm very distressed at President Trump's attacks on that process. We have lots of evidence that voter fraud is not an issue, but the constant harping on it is a very bad thing. The same goes for Trump's attacks on the media. We need to believe that the news, at least a lot of it, is true, and we need to rely on that for the political process to work.